Hey, everybody around the world. This is Sunshiny Day, aka everybody around the world. So today, welcome to Yamsy Day. I want to talk about love and the now moments. For those of you that know me, I am all about love and spreading the positivity. From my perception of how I feel people perceive love and view people like me that are crazy positive, I feel like they see us as weak, when in fact I have to be stronger, or I feel like I have to be stronger, because I know what I'm combating or facing, rather. When you're positive, you have to be positive in all senses. You have to be positive in your thoughts and your actions and your words, and realize that it's all connected. So I want to talk about love and the now, love and the now moments. They're both connected. You know, everything is all connected. It's just a matter of connecting those dots, finding those dots, creating the picture, and experiencing the experience in life that you should. So I'm going to start this podcast off reading a post that I posted on Facebook a while back. It's still pretty much how I feel, my sentiments. I want to get this conversation going and started. So here we go. I'm going to read this post for you. You're dead when you're dead. So deal with that when you get to it. Stop living like you're dead. Instead, start living like you're alive. Stop posting pics about your breakfast. No one cares but you, which you should. I mean, it's food you're putting into your body. Rather, start savoring the nutrition you put in your body and conscious of how it makes you feel and act. Stop having babies haphazardly. Start celebrating and helping the ones that are already here. If you want a babe in arms, feed another mouth first. A baby or family doesn't have to be blood to be important, to be cared about or loved. Loved is the most important. Sometimes the only thing you need is love. Love can nourish in so many ways. What's the point of continuing your bloodline into a world of chaos and destruction if you can't help make it a better world first? Childbirth is painful because another conscious life of reason and chaos is being brought into the world. Live wholeheartedly in every moment. Your moments are all you have. So make them powerful and strong memories you want to pass on to future generations. Start living like you're living instead of living like you're dead. First off, I believe if you want to live, you have to act like you're living. When you're focused on dying or the negative or falling apart, that's what's going to happen. That energy is going to be fed. So it's going to gradually or instantaneously take over your being without you really realizing it. And it's the unconscious, conscious feeding of negativity or positivity that helps either energy grow and helps us develop into the beings that we are or are manipulated into. So that being said, I'm very conscious of my thoughts and actions and words. I sometimes beat myself up about it and I'm like, dang, I shouldn't have used those words in that context, in that tone of voice with that person, even though I'm hoping that they didn't take it the wrong way, when sometimes I know they did, because I know that my words can be very sharp. And that's just me being honest and knowing that words are important, because words are very important. Getting off track slightly, but love. Love in all forms is amazing. Love is not just intimate. It's not just superfluous. It's not just filler. it's not just fluff. It's also deep and meaningful. It's all those things above. Love is everlasting. Love is fleeting. Love is a second in time. Love can be an eternity. I believe with all my heart that love can cure and conquer anything. If you believe in it, it'll happen. And just like Tinkerbell, the fairy, you have to believe in her for her to exist. So why can't we do the same with love? I believe in love with all my heart. I believe in all forms of love. I believe the world would be in an even more amazing place if we were all able to just overpour ourselves with love and realize that getting along and building each other up and helping each other and lending hands and a nice word and a smile to your neighbor will cause amazing ripples in space and time and each other's lives, and that matter, the matter that really matters, will eventually start forming in ways that we need it to. Love is the ultimate medicine, I believe. You just have to believe it. The other thing I want to talk about are the now moments. A lot of people are focused on the past and how the past has shaped them and how they should beat themselves up and how they can't get past the past. I believe that, yes, your past is very important. It's very poignant in who you are. It has helped shape who you are, but your past does not have to define you in your present. You have the power in all your presence, because you're always present, hopefully. You have all the power in all your presence to continually change your mood. You can go from mad to sad to sad to mad to happy to excited to joyful. You have the power to choose any of those moods. I choose to choose the happy mood. It makes my life better for me and people around me. And it makes other people happy when I'm happy. So why would I not want to choose that? It just feels better. That being said, I'm focused on my future as well, but I'm not focused on my future in such a way that it's going to distract me or limit me from living in the present. The present or your now moments are all you have. It's what you have. You don't know what's guaranteed. And your now moments do turn into the past. So that's why your now moments are the most important moments. One thing that helps me keep on track when I question my belief in myself is I ask the question, what would my 80-year-old self tell me to do in this moment when I'm doubtful, when I'm like, should I get on that stage and perform? Should I go bike riding? Should I go for that mile run? Should I say hi to that person? That's kind of like my spirit guide or something that I look forward at in a sense, or looked up to, you know, what would my 80-year-old self say? Because at 80 years old, I want to be able to do everything that I possibly can that I can do now, which, if I say that's impossible, then that might be what happens. It's impossible, but I don't believe it's impossible. But I want to be able to do all those things. And if in case I can't, or I won't be there when I'm 80 years old, I want to be able to tell myself to do all those things. So your now moments are here. They're right now. They are right now as you're listening to me. They are even happening when you're not listening to me. They're happening, tick-tocking away as we go. Make that now moment important. Make it something that you want to strike deep into your brain. So when you are 80 years old, when you are 80 years old, you have something to look back at, and I'm like, wow, I created that. I did that. I didn't hold back. So live your best now moments, and hopefully your best now moments will help create the best version of yourself. And love. Remember to spread love and joy as much as you possibly can. People will tell you that love is wrong and weak, but it's not. It's because they have come to this belief that love is not for them and that they are not for love. People are scared of things that they're not used to. And when you're not used to love, it can be very scary. And when people get scared, they react with hate. They react with defense mechanisms that help weaken others. And in order for that to change, you have to react with love when someone reacts with hate. It's like the Care Bear stare. The Care Bears don't just stand there and take it. The Care Bears stand and they stare with all their might, and they love with all their might and all their care. And that's kind of how you love in the face of hate. You shout your positivity louder, however that is for you. So spread the love, spread the Care Bear stare. Live your best now moments. It's so important that you live your best now moments. Your best now moments are sometimes not only your now moments. There are other people's moments too that you share them with. We create this fabric of life that we are creating together and separately. All of our threads and all of our fabrics come together to make this an amazing quilt of fabric that we can all cut from and add to. And it's that give and take and that balance that's all ever important. It's being moderate in moderation and everything in moderation and everything not in moderation. It's doing what you want as long as it's not hurting others. That's one of the things I believe in the most. If you can do things that you want that don't hurt others but can help enhance others, I don't see anything wrong with that. And love. All we need is love. It sounds ridiculous, but it's not. Love has gotten me through a lot of tough times. And I mean love for myself, love for my other people, learning how to love myself. That's probably been one of the biggest challenges, is learning how to love myself, because I, for the longest time, didn't think I was grateful of love. And it's just silly. There's no standard that you have to be to feel that you need to be grateful for love. Love is limitless. Love is boundless. Love has no boundaries. So why bound yourself? I hope you can take what you want from this, giving you some food for thought. I challenge you to ask yourself, why can't you love yourself? Why can't you love others? Why do you see love as weakness if you are questionable or precarious or doubtful in thinking that love can have any effect or has any magical powers? Because it does. It has a huge effect. It can move mountains and oceans and people. It can move people all around the world to do amazing things. So go out and love, go and spread the love. Remember, spread isn't just sexual, it's not just intimate, it's not just friendship, it's everything. It's all the feels. Everybody around the world, this is Sunshiny Day, aka everybody around the world. Thank you for listening to Yamsy Day. Go love yourself, go live your best now moments. become the best version of yourself that you possibly can. And that will help make everybody around you the best versions of themselves. You've got to believe it to achieve it. Have a great night. Have a great life. Breathe it through. Take a deep breath. Remember that breathing is very important. My name is Sunshiny Day. I'll see you on the sunny side.